In spite of everything, the stars. Like a stunned piano, like a bucket of fresh milk flung into the air, or a dozen fists of confetti thrown hard at a bride stepping down from the altar. The stars surprise the sky. Think of dazed stones floating overhead, or an ocean of starfish hung up to dry. Yes, like a conductor's expectant arm about to lift the chorus, or a juggler's plates defying gravity, or 100 fastballs fired at once and freezing in mid-air, the stars startle the sky over the city. And that's why drunks leaning up against abandoned buildings, women hurrying home on deserted side streets, policemen turning blind corners, and even thieves stepping from alleyways all stare up at once. Why else do sleepwalkers move toward the windows, or old men drag flimsy lawn chairs onto fire escapes? Or hardened criminals press sad foreheads to steel bars? Because the night is alive with lamps. That's why in the dark houses all over the city, dreams stir in the pillows, a million plumes of breath rise into the sky. At midnight, the soul dreams of a small fire of stars flaming on the other side of the sky, but the body stares into an empty night sheen, a hollow-eyed darkness. Poor luckless angels, feverish old loves, don't separate yet. Let what rises live with what descends.